Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. It's not only super fast, it's super unlimited too. Go to www.whitefibre.com.
So, here we are, we're back. It's September the 8th, it's the first phone-in that we've done for possibly near on 2 months. And I must admit, I've missed it, haven't you? It's I love a good debate. I don't like an argument, I love a good debate. So the phone is ringing already. We haven't even actually had a chance to sort of see what we're going to be talking about yet. So I'll tell you what we do, we're just going to see who's on the phone. Who would be the first caller? Right, okay, then, come on, I'll give you odds of, I bet you have no idea who's on the phone.
Keith? Tim?
No.
Arthur?
No.
Jackie?
No.
Pete?
No.
No, I don't know.
Do you want to tell her?
Hello, Cheryl.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. J, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Good.
I just decided to take a deep breath and make the effort because I thought I'm going to welcome him back.
Yeah, you're the first one.
Do you know what? It was. It's nice to have you back. It's nice to be back, and it's not. I'm glad that you're the first one because you've been with us since the beginning.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
I've been with you since the other place, Matter.
Well, yeah, since the beginning of time.
The beginning.
Then the next place. And then I was hovering in the background waiting for Vectors to start.
Six places.
there's never going to be another one, I tell you. No. After this is it.
No.
Hey, look, we've got four subjects on the go.
Yeah.
Best of all, rents and mortgages, minimum wage, and Miley Cyrus. Is there any one of those you want to chat about?
Well, the only one that I can really chat about is the state of poor Miley, because I just think that's awful, absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she was such a lovely young girl. My grandchildren loved watching her programme. I always loved her dad. And, you know, then she sort of finished on telly as this lovely, wholesome young girl, and then suddenly she appeared. And I can remember one of my grandchildren being really upset by it and said, oh, you know, what's happened to Miley? And really being quite emotional about, you know, the way she changed and what had happened to her. And basically, you know, that was it. Wouldn't go anywhere near her since.
Do you know? I think it's one of the reasons why I think it's slightly sad. It's because she feels the need to do it, because in this day and age, probably it's not just, and this is the saddest bit, it's not enough to be talented. She's a talented actress, she's a talented singer, she's a beautiful girl, and, you know, shouldn't that be enough?
Yeah, exactly.
And it doesn't seem like it is.
I think that, I mean, you know the way I think, Ian, I think there's an awful lot more to this than meets the eye, and I just, you know, I watched in horror different clips that sort of popped up on Facebook, because I don't watch telly very much, as you know. But, you know, you're just sort of watching it and you're thinking, what the hell is going on? You know, without going into my views too much, I just think that there is a lot more to it than meets the eye. And I just feel really sorry for her. I mean, I don't know what I'd do if anybody in my family was to attempt to go out looking like that. But
there's two things here, two ways of looking at this. She's either in a massive meltdown, or she knows exactly what she's doing. If she's in a massive meltdown, I feel sorry for her. If she knows what she's doing, then obviously there's no sympathy coming from me. I just think it's really sad that, you know, her talent isn't enough.
No, I don't think she knows what she's doing at all. I think I don't know. I don't know whether she's being manipulated. I don't know whether she's just doing as she's told, or whether she's just really gone off the rails. I honestly don't know, but I don't think
she must
normal.
She must have an agent that sort of, you know.
Yeah, see, I thought her dad was managing her, and that shocks me even more, because I think, well, how could he allow that to happen? I mean, how could he allow it to happen anyway?
Yeah,
it's just you know, it's awful, really. I just feel so sorry for her, and I just think there's a lot of them out there now who are talented girls, And they just are completely, you know, the talent isn't being looked at. It's just they're being sexualized and...
That's right.
And, oh, it's
all wrong.
It's hardly bears talking about,
yeah.
Really, does it?
Yeah.
I've got to ask you this, because I think things are changing. Sadly, you know, whether for the better or not, I don't know. But, I mean, purely and simply, if somebody would say life is changing and these are the sorts of things now that go on every day, I don't think that's a good thing.
No.
That's my own personal view. But I also look at it and think, well, if you were to go down to Sandown Beach on certain days of the year, you may see even more.
Yeah, but then again, that's on the beach. Like Shirley said earlier, when you go to the beach and you wear your skimpy stuff, you don't walk up through the town like that. Shops won't let you in like that.
That's right.
It's still public.
You know, there's places when I go out, they have signs in the window saying, you know, if you're coming in, you have to have shorts and you have to have your top covered, and that's boys as well.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know... There's certain sort of moral standards, isn't there?
That's
and
right.
The difference between being stripped off to hardly anything on the beach, I think that's relatively acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me chuck at another scenario at you, because I think it's a complicated situation, and I think that other people, newspapers, TV, they all have different rules. If you were to pick up a Sun newspaper. They probably, you know, they wouldn't think twice about printing that kind of stuff.
No.
If you pick up the Daily Mail actually run with this story.
Mm.
And earlier this year, and this is what I can't understand for the life of me. This is the question. You've got Miley Cyrus, okay, who's covered up part of her breast.
Mm.
And about 3 or 4 months ago, Rihanna went to an event. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yeah,
she went to an event and she had... her top was the whole thing was completely see-through. So you could actually see more, but they will show you that picture and they won't block any bits out, but they just say, for instance, if there was another part of her breast that was on view, i.e. her nipples, they would have blocked that out. But because it's through a mesh, because it was through some kind of lacy, they thought that was acceptable. Why do they think that's acceptable and yet a bare breast, you know, isn't in some respects? I just think we if we were to clear this up and know the rules, we would all know where we stood.
Yeah.
I just find it fascinating that they can say, right, okay, this is acceptable. That see-through picture there completely revealing her breast in all its glory is acceptable.
Yeah, it's because she had that mesh thing over it, isn't it? I think that's I mean, I don't get the logic, rhyme or reason, but I think that's how they would put it. But I just don't like this whole thing of turning girls into, you know, all the young girls now, they sort of feel that this is the way to be, and it's such a struggle if you, you know, you're wanting to instill morals and give them a good grounding and everything, and they're seeing their sort of idols being like this, and you know, the only way to get on is to be like that.
Yeah, that's right.
The sexualization is the reason why I'm glad that I probably won't be around for that much longer, and I won't actually see what's, you know, planned to be happening in the relatively near future. I just can't understand it. There's so many things. I mean, whole different phone-ins you could have about the different areas.
I bet.
Know, with children at school and...
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes.
All the different things. It's been shoved in their faces from such an early age. I mean, there's no childhood anymore.
No, you're right there.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Not. And it's shocking and it really upsets me.
Yep, yep.
Hey, look, thanks for your call today.
You're very welcome.
And, thank you for being there.
I am here and I shall be popping in to see you sometime very soon.
Be lovely to see you. Take care.
Thanks
for your call.
Bye.
If you want to give us a call, you can. 240666. We are talking about the minimum wage. We're also talking about rents and mortgages and Miley Cyrus and the best of all too. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Ali.
Hello, Ali.
Hello.
How are you?
Wrecked.
Oh, dear.
Absolutely.
Oh, you've been to the festival, haven't you?
I have.
Uh-huh.
So, go on. Give us the lowdown on the best of all.
Bit of an anti-climax last night. The glitter ball.
Yeah?
The big disco ball. It was inflatable.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
No, well, that's cheating, isn't it?
3 o'clock this morning, when I saw it in a heap on the top of the hill, where it had been all weekend, was kind of like, I've been conned.
Yeah.
Well, you and loads
everybody
of others.
Else, yeah.
So it was a blow-up. It was a blow-up mirror ball.
It was a blow-up mirror ball, and I asked about it at 3 o'clock this morning in quite a drunken stupor, I must admit. but yeah, I was told it was an inflatable, and it obviously had all sort of the glass mosaics on the outside, and it weighed about the same as a Mini Cooper.
Wow, they were going to go for the Guinness Book of Records with it, weren't they?
Did they get it?
They did. Yeah, they got it in the records, but it was never ever advertised as a glitter ball.
Right.
It was a disco ball, wasn't it?
That's right.
We watched that with interest. Can you tell us who was good and who wasn't?
Sam Smith. That's it.
So I'm just sorting the phones out. That's all right.
You're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, we're here.
Sam Smith.
Oh, there you go.
Sam Smith. Doing that,
every time you mention Sam Smith.
I know you do.
I bet you listen to him all weekend.
Was absolutely fantastic. Mm. I had a job to speak on Saturday because I just sung so loudly. He was just incredible. Paloma Faith was good last night.
Mm. Oh, yes.
It was really, really good.
Yeah.
And the whole of the weekend, it was just like escapism.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just like going to Disneyland.
Mm.
So how much, with the ball being a blow-up ball, how much is that being a letdown, really? Did it pour cold water over the whole event?
No, not really, because Thursday afternoon, I sat up there underneath what I thought was a proper glitter ball.
Mm.
And, you know, just sort of taking everything in. But it was kind of 3 o'clock this morning when I actually realised and just sort of just deflated. It was kind of like looking at my Littlin's paddling pool taken down at the end of the summer.
Mm. Oh.
No.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, absolutely fantastic event.
Good.
And Sam Smith was all right, then, was he?
Well, he was more than all right, Ian. You know, he's followed me all week. He's done everything I asked him to. He hoovered.
Yes.
He cleaned the bathroom. He took the potatoes. You followed me on my Facebook page because you made some quite rude comments.
But yeah, sorry.
He was just absolutely... He sounded even better than he does on CD.
Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoyed the weekend.
I did. I'm now laid on the sofa trying to recover.
Well, good for you. Hopefully your recovery will be a quick one. I've got to ask you a question quickly. Miley Cyrus. Have you heard the Miley Cyrus story?
I have. I just think probably as a child, there was no morals installed there. There was no values installed there, because if there had been, she wouldn't have been doing it.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
Everybody's
right.
got a choice.
Yes, yes.
And I would not, I've got three daughters, I would not let one of them walk around like that, and it wouldn't matter how old they were.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for your call today.
Okay, cheers.
Take care then.
Bye-bye.
That was Alison, who went to the Best of All and thoroughly enjoyed it with Sam Smith. But felt a little bit let down by the ball being a blow-up ball.
The glitter ball.
Yeah.
Well, the disco ball or whatever they call it.
We should have our friend Arthur.
I got the answer to cure all this Miley Cyrus stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Go on then.
All the older singers should go out with their tackle swinging about the world, shouldn't they? I mean, you know, if it's good enough for the young ones, then let's the old ones go. Let's see Engelbert Dinglebumble going out with his bits swinging. And, you know, I mean, it would probably sort of kill it stone dead, wouldn't it?
Yes,
if everybody did it. Yeah.
You know, I mean, does it actually make her sell any more songs?
Do you know what? I think nowadays it's not just about the sales. It's about hits on websites. It's about hits on pictures and YouTube and things like that. I think the sad thing is that things have changed, and maybe, you know, and this isn't an insult to anybody, it's the way that we've become, and maybe we just don't understand what's happened here. It's more important for her to get her frippin' bits out than having a hit. Because we're all talking about her for a start.
We are.
Will she sell more records? I very much doubt it, but she'll have a load more hits on this website, that website, and the profile will be heightened.
I'll be fair, I don't even know who she is.
Right, have you not heard of her?
I don't know what she looks like, I don't know what she sings, and I probably haven't got enough interest in it to even bother to check it out. So quite a percentage of the population are not going to be that bothered. Would she be so keen to flash her bits about if she thought there was loads of old men with dirty raincoats leering over her?
Well, there was a bloke that took the picture, I'm sure.
So, and Ian Mack.
What kind of message is that sending out?
Yeah.
It's not nice. I don't like it at all.
And, you know, if we've sort of got to accept everything in our community these days, why ain't we got gay blokes swinging their bits out there then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I don't. If we knew, I mean, let's be honest. If we knew why she did it, we would understand a little bit more. Why is she doing it? I personally think she's doing it because it's going to sell her. It might not necessarily sell more records, but it will sell her. Mm. And it's different to what it was X amount of years ago, because we didn't have websites and hits on YouTubes and things like that. They all count now, unfortunately.
I mean, does it make her any better, though? That's the question. I mean, she ain't the only one, is she? There was another one who had all her stuff out the other day as well, in one of the photographs. And I mean, you know, if you think about it, it's not that recent a phenomena. I seem to remember Britney Spears flashing just about everything apart from a lunchbox, you know? And if we go back a little bit further, didn't Blondie do it? I mean, Madonna's she's a perennial blinking transgressor, isn't she?
Well,
she's always got everything out, she has.
It's funny you should say, because when we talked about this very briefly last night, Miley Cyrus was actually compared to Madonna. And I said, well, hang on a minute. When Madonna started doing things like that, she was probably about 4 or 5 years into her career, and she had massive hits all over the world. Whereas Miley Cyrus is probably at a lot less in a shorter space of time. But then that's the way things are, isn't it? Now,
the worrying angle of it all is what it sends out to any aspiring young girl that wants to sing.
Yeah.
You know, well, your voice, you know, they've already got issues about what they look like anyway. So, you know, if they're going to have glasses, they're going to be in trouble, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's whatever they look like, and you think, well, actually, it's not just about what I look like, it's how much I can get my kit off to try and get an audience.
Yeah.
It's a bit sad.
It's all wrong. Yeah.
It's more than a bit sad. I mean, she was warned by Sinead O'Connor very recently. She wrote her an open letter saying, you know, you're being exploited, just watch yourself. And it seems to be even more so now. The sad thing is that, you know, some people will have the opinion, and they may be right, that this girl has pushed the self-destruct button, and she's in, you know, she's in a bad way. Others might say, well, hang on a minute, I think she's completely in control. I think Madonna was always in control of her career. And when she brought out a book, was it Sex? Do you remember the book Sex she brought out?
I can't comment that I've seen it.
No, that you've read it, you mean?
Right. But she was always in control. She strikes me as being in control, but I wouldn't be 100% sure. You know, just like I wouldn't be 100% sure why she's actually doing this. Is it to sell records, or is it because, hey, look, I've got a nice body and I'm going to flaunt it?
Well, it don't always stay like that. You only got to look at Madonna to see that, don't you?
Well, then she's making the most of it. She may be making the most of it because it's not going to be like that forever.
You know, that's the thing, isn't it? So the trouble is, when it's all out there and everybody's seen and you know, you all know what things look like, when you get a bit older, as in the case of old Britney Spears, and things don't look quite as nice as they did all them years ago, then you've got a problem, because you're always going to be sort of trying to do things or spend money to get yourself back looking like you might have done all them years ago.
Yeah.
You see, it's a self-defeating prophecy, isn't it? I mean, to be honest, if I want to hear somebody sing, I actually want to hear somebody sing. I don't want to see all their breakfast tackle. I don't want to see what they've been eating for dinner. I don't want to know about how many blokes they've been out with or women they've been out with. It's the music that interests me. But then you see, I'm an old one, aren't I? I'm an old person. That's the trouble. We don't understand, do we?
No, perhaps the younger generation.
I'm no more likely to take a picture of myself with no clothes on and send it to Shirley than Shirley is to me. Well, she did by mistake once, but that's another story.
Well, I've heard about that.
Be quiet, Arthur.
You know, but it's a sad indictment on everything. It goes right the way through all this whole business about your kids taking pictures of each pictures of themselves and sending them to each other.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole thing that maybe it's time for a change in the school curriculum, and instead of teaching kids all about the facts of life, which they already know, perhaps they should teach them about the facts of life.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good point.
How to live properly.
Rather than what the biology side of it is.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Yeah. Might help.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your call, Arthur.
Okay, bye-bye, Arthur.
I'm going to slam the phone down now.
Go on, then. He's like...
Speak to you soon.
Thanks, mate. Bye. Cheers. Bye. That was... We didn't do his poem. We should do a poem. We'll do that in a wee while. Shall we take another call? Hi, who's this?
Is that you, Ian?
It is, yeah.
You cut me off.
I didn't hear a voice. All I could hear was Arthur, funny enough.
That's why I didn't say nothing. I didn't know whether I was going to come over the top of him.
Right, okay. Yeah, apologies. So how are you, Keith?
I'm all right. Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, good to have you back and Cheryl on the phone in.
Yeah.
Well, we've missed it. I must say.
Sun's shining.
I love a good debate. And I think, you know, this is a good debate. Because there's fours and they're against.
Mm. What's that? What are you talking about?
We're talking about Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know there's a possibility of a new royal baby?
Yes.
Baby number two. We were talking about that during the course of the news, yeah.
That's good news, isn't it?
It is.
Lovely.
That might lift the country a bit more.
Yes, it could do, because they're a lovely couple, aren't
they? Did last time, instead of all this war, doom and gloom.
That's right.
I think we've got to have some feel-good stuff out there. I really do. Yeah. I think it's vital. Yeah. And they're having a baby, and I think it's wonderful, wonderful news.
Yeah, I do.
Well, is it been announced, or is it just speculating?
It's announced. It's official.
It's official.
It's come through. We get messaged from Sky, from BBC, Powers That Be.
So it's out there.
Mm. It's out there. It's public knowledge now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
It sells papers, mate.
Yes.
Yeah, but let's go back to before it hits the papers.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, if that was your daughter and she went out like that, would you be happy?
I think in the showbiz world, mate, they're all brought up differently. You know, you look at, like Arthur said, Britney Spears, and who was the other one? It's the bad boy. Oh, crikey. He's so famous, I can't think of his name. What's that? What was he? What's he called? He came to Britain and now had everybody up. Yeah, I look, he's so famous, you can't think of him.
Yeah.
A man, you're on
That's
about.
Showbiz.
That young, he's a young boy sort of star.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
That's the bloke.
Justin Bieber. Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they all seem to do the same, don't they? Well,
he was in trouble again, wasn't he, the other day? I read in the paper.
Well, there you go, let's say no more,
yeah,
Cheryl.
Yeah,
another thing that I've noticed, we've had sort of shock stars from the UK, but most of these are from America.
It's true.
You know, is it an American way of life out there, the way they bring them up, or what?
Yeah, no, it's a good point to make, actually.
You know, I know we've had shock people in the past. We had, you know, you could go on the brilliant star that is Alice Cooper. He brought his rock horror to the front, didn't he? You know, he was the first one to sort of do that.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's American, look. They seem to be ahead of us, but I hope Britain isn't going that way.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think we are going to go that way, because I think we're going that way. Whether or not it's the Americans that are pulling us that way, the technology is definitely pulling us that way, because it's what's going to be next. You know, she's done that. Okay, earlier this year, Rihanna wore something completely see-through.
American?
American again, yeah. But then how does she top that? How does Miley Cyrus... How does the next big name that wants to top Miley Cyrus... What do they do?
Ian, who was the one that was shooting a video somewhere? Was it over here or in France or something? And the farmer on the farmer's land, and she was totally naked. That was a pop star, wasn't it?
I got no idea.
It could be the drugs.
Could be the drugs. I know
the drugs that you're on.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. But I'm sure she was American. That one was. But how come Obama didn't come and see the needles then?
Sorry, who?
Obama.
Obama, ah, right.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
like the Stonehenge.
Yeah, he came to our area, he looked at Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's using that as a target.
Well, the ferries were busy this weekend.
He couldn't get a ferry over.
The ferries were busy, weren't
they?
Yeah,
he,
that's right.
He could have flown over.
It caused havoc, his entourage, the cavalcade.
Did it?
Yeah.
Loads of cars, wasn't there? I saw it on the news.
Yeah, well, everything had to stop as they came through, look.
Yeah.
Because his mate was on his way back from somewhere. He's on the 303.
Right.
And he thought he'd go back through Lark Hill.
Yeah.
And he said he got held up in it, and it's just total chaos. It's just
so many cars he had. Great big black cars, and all their lights were flashing, weren't they?
Yeah, well, they had Air Force, well, what they call Air Force One. Apparently, it wasn't the jet. It was... It was a Merlin helicopter, or a fleet of Merlin helicopters.
Oh, I see.
Because apparently whatever airborne vehicle he's in becomes Air Force One.
Yeah.
And they were actually sat on the tarmac at Boscombe Down waiting for him.
Really funny, but not funny, if you know what I mean. The fact that this Obama was talking to someone who just appeared there, and it just looked like they were the only people that were there.
Yes, it did.
Did you notice, though, and they were the other side of the fence?
Yeah. Yeah, they were, weren't they?
They were,
You know, obviously, you know, he's a head of a powerful country, the head of a state, and, you know, he's entitled to go in the middle of the state.
Yeah, that's right.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah.
We're going to move on. Thanks for your call.
Yes, and it's good to hear Carmel.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks. All my love to her.
Thanks for your call, Keith.
All the best.
Cheers now.
Bye.
12:32, you're listening to Vectis Radio. It's the phone and it's back. We've got a couple of subjects here. I just want to obviously touch on the other subjects as well. But before we move on from Miley's breasts, Paul Stretch says, I couldn't care less. Little miss, I'm done with kids' TV. Look at me now, I'm all grown up. She's not grown up. She's a media joke. People who dress like this for attention are the same people who end up with attraction and then moan or don't understand why they've got it. Mm. Excuse my language, but she's a fill in the missing blanks head.
Yeah.
And if I raised a daughter who would even think about going out like this in public, I'd shoot myself in the head. Kate says, that's much the same thought as as what I thought you'd say. Paul Stretch went on to speak some more about that, just backing up how he thinks. And what else have we got here? Very sad to see, says Callie, such a shame, poor girl. That's do you want some other messages here from other people that have spoken out? CJ from Manchester, hang on, my computer's gone blank, says her parents must be so proud. I think there's a bit of sarcasm in there. Not surprised that she's... Oh, I can't read that one out. At least Miley is a talented singer and star. Why do we have to hear about Trashian's bona fide model K. Jenner Gies? Geez. Can't get away from those stupid nothings. She's basically suggesting that the people that she goes around with are the ones that leading her astray, the people that were mentioned there.
Right.
So tired of her gang of Klingons. She's probably paying for it now. Give it a rest, love, is another message.
Yes.
So not many people are that impressed.
I don't
to be
think
honest.
They are. They're no,
not
I
that
don't
impressed.
Think they are. No.
Okay, well, I think that's the Miley Cyrus thing done and dusted, unless you want to give us a call and tell us otherwise. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Philip.
Hi, Phil.
Hello,
how are
Philip.
You?
All right, are you having problems with your website today?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because it keeps keep losing the audio. I tried on the website, on TuneIn, and on my Wi-Fi radio, it cuts in, cuts out. So I don't know if you're having an issue, because all three are doing the same.
Okay, well, I'll check it out. But it's the first time I've been aware of any problems, any issues at all.
Not unless it's my broadband, of course.
It may be. So we're on air, so it's not a problem. Okay, what do you want to talk about, Phil?
That's just about Keith's on about that naked woman in France. It was a newsreader.
Oh, right, which one?
I don't know what, something in French, I wouldn't know it was anyway, and apparently she made some comment, if France get out of the World Cup group, she would read the weather in the news, so they did it, and they tastefully did it, so it's a distant shot, so you couldn't actually see her.
Oh, right.
Oh, brilliant.
All right, now we know what that's all about, then.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Best of all. I don't suppose you went, Phil, did you?
No, I did have a look. Alicia went, but I haven't had a chance to ask her what it was like. I know she was, half the time she was here, so she was here during the day, in bed all day, so she wasn't there all the time. But Alicia went, I think she enjoyed it, but I did have a look, see who was on, and to be honest with you, it wasn't really anything that caught my eye.
Okay, which leads us on nicely to Miley Cyrus. Did she catch your eye?
No, I didn't know nothing about it till I saw your status yesterday, and quite frankly, I don't care what Miley Cyrus gets up to. I don't care what any celebrities get up to, because I'm just not interested.
Okay, well, let me put it another way then, so it does involve you. If your daughter started wearing things like that out, how would you feel?
Oh, I think it's wrong. I'm not saying it's not wrong. I'm just saying she's just doing it for publicity, and I just think, stop talking about stupid celebrities, and that way they'll stop doing stupid things. No one's bloody... Oh, sorry, not interested about that.
It's not like you, Phil.
It isn't, is it?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Smack your bottom, Phil.
Yeah.
All right, so what did you phone up for then, Phil?
Oh, you're talking about the minimum wage, aren't you?
Yes, that was the other subject.
£10 an hour.
The Greens want to raise it to £10 an hour by 2020, and I'm saying that...
Oh, 2020. I thought it was this year they were talking about.
Well, they want to raise it a little bit. I think there's a percentage each year, but, you know, the eventuality...
That's in 6 years. I mean, in 6 years' time, I think it should be probably... It should be at least that. I thought they meant this year, but...
Phil, are you on the minimum wage?
I'm not. I work above the minimum wage, but...
Okay, it's just
not, I don't work... I'm not going to tell you what I get, but it's not a lot.
Don't tell us. I'm not after what you get, but if you just say, for instance, if they said to you, your workplace, right, we've got to pay you £10 an hour, and they, could they afford it, do you think?
Probably not.
There you go, then. That's my whole point. The companies, and you work in a hotel, and I'm not sure whether it's a big hotel or not.
It's one of the bigger hotels in Sandown, but in comparison to some we're not the biggest hotel on the island. We got... I'm not sure how many rooms we got, but we got the capacity to go up to, if you got kids in the rooms, about 130 guests. So you could say we are quite a big hotel, but they run it as tight as possible. And they, to be frank, they don't make as much money as they used to a few years ago.
So if they suddenly brought in the minimum wage and they had to pay everybody a tenner, what would happen then? They're going to shut down, probably?
They might do. Yes, that's the danger, isn't it? And... that some staff get laid off. When the numbers go down, some staff get laid off. I'm not one of them, because I got a sort of like a deal with them, because a few years ago it changed hands, and I used to get paid a lot more than what I get paid now, and they want me to take a pay cut, which I looked into. There was nothing I could do about it, because they could legally do it. I was advised to make a deal with them, which I did. I met them sort of like halfway what they wanted to cut it, and I said, no, I want a clause in my contract. The numbers are down, or the hotel's closed, you've got to give me work. So if the hotel's closed, I've got to do painting or whatever else they want me to do.
Okay, let me just put this out there so that people know. You know, when it comes down to the minimum wage, the majority, I bet you the majority of people in this country that are on or would be on would have to go up to the minimum wage. I bet you that most of the companies would be struggling, and that would be a massive, massive problem. The way I see it is, yeah, I think people that are on minimum wage on a lesser amount of money are being penalised and they ought to be helped. Maybe they should say, right, okay, those people that are on below the minimum wage, they don't, or on the minimum wage, or even £10. They don't pay any tax.
Well, that is actually a good idea, right? That is actually UKIP policy. Minimum wage, if you're on minimum wage, you don't get taxed at all. And I would say, you know, I don't get a great wage. And quite frankly, I could do about £30, £40 a week more than what I'm on. So I think wages do need to go up, but... You also have to take into account, if it goes up silly amounts, can employers afford it? Is tax going to go up a lot, which obviously it would have to pay for it? If tax goes up, I could be in a worse state than what I am now. I mean, I'm one of these people, we don't get benefits or anything, so we're struggling. And I think they should do more to help people like us who don't get benefit but pay in our way, not just help the people who are on benefits.
Well, I don't know too much about the old facts and the figures and the sums and so on and so forth. I just think to give people back a little bit more respect, they just don't pay any tax. Okay, you're not earning enough to pay tax, and so we're not going to take anything from you.
And at the moment, the tax allowance is up to £10,000, which is a help. I don't pay as much tax as I used to, but I think that tax allowance needs to go a bit higher, I think.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I don't know what the bracket is. I mean,
you can earn £10,000 before you pay tax a year.
Well, it should be higher than that. Because
but most people, I don't know what most people earn, but I earn more than £10,000 a year. I think it needs to go up at least another couple of thousand.
I think you're probably right. When you think of the average wage and the average wage that they're telling you that, you know, because they are different, I don't know too many people that are earning more than £15,000 on the Isle of Wight.
I don't know anybody. I do know a couple, but on the whole, people aren't. And sometimes it is a struggle. We're doing better than most. I'm not complaining. It's just we could do a little bit more at times, particularly when you get the winter heating bills and that.
Sure. Hey, look, Phil, thanks for being there today.
Yeah,
thanks for your call.
I'm not going to mention. I'm allowed to mention Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig? What's Peppa Pig?
Have you not heard this story?
Is it a TV programme?
Yeah, a
kids' TV programme.
Apparently, some of the Muslims want to ban Peppa Pig because it's offensive to Muslims. Yeah. And there's been a bit of hoo-ha on Facebook about it. There was a Facebook page on called Muslims Against Peppa Pig.
Yeah, but I bet you, if you scrape this back deep enough, I bet... It's not Muslims that have actually put the Facebook there.
Yeah,
I bet it's...
I don't know who put the page up, but one of them put a video on YouTube. That's what's kicked it all off, and that now there's a rival page, Peppa Pig Against Muslims. It's all getting out of hand.
It's got ridiculous.
Oh,
people
stupid.
Are doing it in the, you know, in other people's names and blaming them and causing aggravation. That's all that is.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Phil.
All right, bye.
Thanks mate. Bye. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with more messages and hopefully some more calls. It's going all right so far, isn't it?
Brilliant.
It's nice to be back, isn't it?
Yeah, it is nice, yes.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. You can download all the movies, music and photos you like with no usage caps at breakneck speeds. Telephone them on 01983 240 240. While You Wait Services is a real Aladdin's Cave in Pyle Street, Newport. A truly local business that offers a fabulous friendly service. Leather repairs, shoe repairs, key cutting for your car, house or shed. In fact, any kind of keys. They're also experts in engraving, house signs, shoe dyeing. They also do zip replacement for that coat you don't want to throw away. A shop for so many uses. While You Wait Services in Pyle Street, Newport. It's the most useful shop in town.
Having a problem with your phones? Need your sound system sorted out? Call West White Audio for expert friendly advice. Whatever your problem, just ask Kelvin on 0800 118 2484, email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Westridge Golf Centre have the island's only pay-as-you-play golf course with no booking of tee times required. They currently have a challenging 9-hole par 31 golf course, currently under expansion to become an 18-hole par 64 course. Check them out now, www.westridgegolfcentre.co.uk. Westridge Golf Centre, Brading Road in Ryde.
Come and join the hunt to find Goldie the Solid Gold Jewel Red Squirrel. Go to islandtreasure.co.uk and join in this fabulous family fun with loads of prizes. Win a time travel versatile coin every time you find a treasure chest. Go to islandtreasure.co.uk right now and go for the gold.
Isle of Wight Food Bank provides emergency food and support to local people in crisis. Your support helps stop local people going hungry. For more information, ring the office on 01983 292 040 or check out isleofwightfoodbank.org.uk/.
Have your say on the Isle of Wight phone-in, brought to you in association with White Fibre. You can download all the movies, music and photos you like with no usage caps at breakneck speeds. Go to www.whitefibre.com.
We have Vectis Radio's answer to Miley Cyrus on the line.
She doesn't dress like Miley Cyrus, does
I've
she?
I've heard she does in these cows after dark. Hi, Jackie, how are you?
I'm fine. I say, I have awful trouble. I really can't say I've enjoyed the phoning because you keep disappearing.
Oh, we're looking into it. We're looking into it. It's probably because of too many people listening.
Yeah, I don't know. The minute 12 o'clock came and the phone rings, started, you just kept going and disappearing. I've unplugged you, I've plugged you back in, I've unplugged you, I've plugged you. So I've only ever, heard little snippets of it. Anyway, hello, welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome back.
What do you want to tackle first?
I don't know, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, right, okay.
All I know is I'm a bit fed up with hearing about stupid Miley Cyrus.
Oh, yes, yeah.
They're just a sort of silly young girl, isn't it? They just seems to be a thing to do, doesn't it?
Yeah, just doing it for a publicity.
I think they do it for shock purposes, and because it's so easy to do, isn't it, as well now, with the media as it is, it's not a difficult thing to do, but it is a bit worrying that...
Yeah.
Although young fans might think that's acceptable.
What's
they don't
next?
Think ahead, do they? That they're so kind of wrapped up in themselves, they don't think of the consequences, do
What's
they?
What's next? That would be my worry. Mm. What are they going to do to top that?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, that's a concern I'd have. And I mean, maybe this is where a dad cleverly steps in and does something, but who knows? I mean, he may be backing
He might be to blame. He might be at the root of it all. You just don't know, do you?
And there will be people out there thinking, what's the problem? She's got a nice body. If you've got it, flaunt it. Mm.
But it's not, is it? It's morals and self-respect. I mean, she can't have any self-respect, can she? But I don't think they care, some of the kids. They don't care, do they? That doesn't matter. It's just how far you can go, how far you can shock, and what kind of media attention you get. Mm. I suppose it's the old thing, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's right.
In this day and age, as I said earlier on, it's just in case you missed it. I mean, Arthur brought up the question, does it sell records? Well, probably not. It might sell a few, but what it will do is people will be checking her out on YouTube, going to certain websites, and it will heighten her profile.
She's almost prostituting herself, isn't she?
Yeah.
Again.
And she was warned about that by Sinead O'Connor a couple of months ago. Yeah. She sent her an open letter.
Yes, I did see that, yeah.
Which I think that, in years gone by, she was actually treated quite appallingly by the media as well, and she's just sort of trying to look out for her, but she's obviously just ignored her.
Mm.
And let's be honest, I think it was Arthur that brought up Britney Spears as well. I mean, she went into meltdown publicly.
Yeah.
Lost her kids for a while because, she wasn't allowed to look after them.
I think it's just too much too soon. They're too young.
I think there is an element of.
And, yeah, I agree with that.
And some people may even say, watch this space, because she's heading for oblivion.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would be really, really sad. How many pop stars have we said that about in the last few years? We're talking minimum wage, rents and mortgages and best of all. I don't suppose you went to best of all, did you?
No.
Okay.
Nothing like that. No. Mortgages are a nightmare, aren't they? I haven't really got anything to say on those other subjects because rent's a dirty word in this house again. There's a phone in there, Ian, with our dreadful tenants again that we've managed to find that call the tune and everybody does what they want. We've now, it's gone on for a long while, this tenant that hasn't paid her rent since last November has been claiming housing benefit. And so she's now been rewarded for all that with a brand new house.
Oh, wow. It pays then.
We still haven't. And she supposedly, the house is empty. And we've had to engage a solicitor to serve a writ upon her. But then at the last minute, housing came up. So it's cost us money to go to a solicitor for absolutely no gain whatsoever. She has been slowly moving out. Her mother's been pulling all the strings. The house, we think, is empty. They're slowly moving out, got some bits to do. She's decided she's taken all the carpets because she said they were trashed. Well, they can't have been trashed because we bought them new 2 years ago. And so far she has not given the keys back because she hasn't had time to drop them in. They were going to drop them in here over the weekend. I was going to give them a receipt. No keys. I've been on to our agent and they're been onto the law centre, and they've been onto her support worker, and they're going to sort of, if necessary, call. We can't change the locks either. We can't go down there. We can't change the locks. They're holding the keys to a property that doesn't belong to them, and we can do nothing about it, and she's got a brand new house.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sounds
very,
all
very
wrong.
Wrong with the benefits.
Something wrong there.
Absolutely makes our blood boil.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world we live in. It's a topsy-turvy world we live in.
Yeah. She's not even being taken to task over the fact that she'd been claiming single-parent housing benefit when her partner was living with her, because all they've turned around and said is, no, he's never lived there. Well, so they believed her. But we know he lived there because the rent book was in a joint name. But they've chosen, because they are such a problem family, no one wants to take them to task. They just let them get away with it. So they have dictated all the way along the line to the law centre, to the housing, to the benefit people, and got away with it.
Maybe we'll do a rent phone in one day.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah,
absolutely, honestly.
Mm. Hey, look, on the lighter side.
Yeah,
we're back.
I have missed you. It's been sort of okay, but that hour, that 12 o'clock, it's just been. I wish so many things have happened. I would have liked to have picked the phone up.
Sure,
you know?
There's been loads of things.
The past, haven't they?
Yeah, well, we're back, and I say there's we love a good debate. I mean,
looking forward to all those.
This is what we want: a good debate, bad language, sort of all getting on nicely, but make it into a debate.
Yeah, sure, no, absolutely. Yeah. And tomorrow we're talking about England, Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not England and Scotland necessarily, but Scotland independence. And we've all got a view on that. Mm. Whether or not when most of us haven't got a vote, but
we have a view, don't we? Because I think it will have if it goes the yes way, I think it'll have an adverse impact on us.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I don't think anyone's thought that one through, have they?
I think you're right. I think we're going to take another call, but thanks for your call, Jackie. Okay, we might speak tomorrow.
Bye-bye, Jackie.
Welcome home.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It's 7:07. We've probably got time for just one more call. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Hair Bear.
It's Hair Bear.
Hello, Hair Bear.
Hello, Hair Bear. How are you?
Very well, yes. Recovering from Best of All.
Oh, of course you've been, yes. Was it good?
About an hour ago, yes.
What was the highlight?
Highlight? Do you know what one of the best things was? Friend of Vectis Radio, Mungo Jerry, last night.
He did go then, yes.
He was on 11:30 in a little stage called the Pig's Big Ballroom, the other way around. And he just hit the stage. And you know how when he was in the station, he couldn't stop talking?
Yeah. Mm.
He was like that on stage, but about 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Really?
Really got the crowd going.
Brilliant. I bet he did, yeah.
Brilliant. And was he good?
Well, the whole he was brilliant, but the whole thing was a really good event, yeah.
Excellent.
Mm. A lot of people had a very good time.
I bet the crowd went crackers when he did In the Summertime, didn't they?
Oh, well, he got them because he sort of did one number, and then he said, I bet you've come to hear this. Did it. Well, I'm going to play it later.
tease.
He played about three versions of it as well. He just did all sorts of stuff. He ended up playing Nutbush City Limits at one point.
Oh, brilliant.
He is brilliant, yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. So what other things were a highlight for you?
Highlight? I'm probably going to say silly stuff now. BBC Radiophonic Orchestra.
Right.
Remember all those names you used to see in the credits at the end of Doctor Who and all the science fiction things in the 70s?
Yeah.
They've got together and they play as a band now. And they were in the Big Top. And so it's all 70s science fiction sounding. Of course, they finished on the Doctor Who theme, which they did a version of. And that was fantastic.
Mm.
I can tell you're impressed.
Yeah, no.
We're waiting to hear you say more.
Was that it? Is there any more?
There was lots of good stuff. Paloma Faith last night was very good.
Yeah.
Beth on
She's brilliant. Mm.
Yeah, no, Paloma Faith was really good. It was a really good end to the event last night, because that was the last big act that was on.
And the fireworks sounded good.
Oh, they were fantastic. Yeah. And the glitter ball up in the air during them. It was quite an amazing finish.
Have you only just got home, did you say?
Oh, well, about an hour ago, hour and a half.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Well,
what have you been doing then?
He's worn out because he had to blow that ball up, didn't he?
Blowed it up?
Yes, they let it down, didn't they?
It was a blow-up ball.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently 3 o'clock this morning, they let it down.
Record breakers have been in touch, and they're gonna check their ball.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't realise that. Yeah, well, blow up or not, it was still extremely impressive.
Yeah.
Well, it looked impressive, but then less so when it was on the floor with all its air out of, you know, so...
Well, that's like quite a lot of people last night.
So you recommend it then? Had a great time.
Good.
Recommend it highly, yes.
Good.
I'll tell you another thing that you'd have liked, Ian, the Weather Kings.
They were
on the bandstand on the hill, when's that, Sunday afternoon. Frank dragged us all up there because she had to see them again.
Uh-huh.
And they played really well.
They were fantastic at Postfest, so best of all, I would imagine they probably raised their game a little bit more.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They had the little guy, was it M, on ukulele, pulled him on the stage.
Yeah.
Got a few guest percussionists again, and they had their guitarist with them this time. You know, I didn't see with them before, but it was all great stuff.
Yeah, the big question is, why aren't the Weather Kings famous? Because they ought to be.
Yeah.
Well, they're better than a few of the things that were on the main stage, I can tell you that.
I'm going to have a word with Michael Rodriguez. I've got an idea. I reckon if he was to get his breasts out, okay, and just cover his nipples like Miley Cyrus, I reckon he's got a, you know, success there.
He probably would.
He probably would, yeah.
I've got a feeling the Daily Mail wouldn't print that. publications that might, but not the Daily Mail.
we've got to go to the newsroom in a moment. Thanks for being there, Hair Bear.
Okay.
Thanks, you're cool. Cheers now.
Bye.
Okay, it's 3 minutes away from one, and that is, I mean, there's loads of messages we've got here.
Yeah.
You know, to do with the rents and so on.
Let's do it another day.
And wages and things. Yeah. And let me just read you this out, because I think this is probably about right. This is Ruth Green. This is on the subject of the Greens. What they want to do is they want to raise the minimum wage to £10 an hour by 2020. Ruth simply says big companies could probably afford it, but would lessen their huge profits, not a bad thing. However, most likely it would wipe out the small businesses who struggle now. We would only have the money-grabbing giants left, sadly. An idea, but sadly not workable.
And I think
that's about right. Unless we say, right, okay, well, if you're on that minimum wage, then, you know, I think now, don't raise it to £10, because that will crucify the smaller companies. Mm. Just do the tax thing.
Raise the tax.
You're not going to pay any tax.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're under a certain wage, and I say, let's start at 15 grand. If you're under 15 grand, no tax.
That's it.
It's as simple as that. That would solve that issue of those people that are on, you know, very little.
Yep.
And it would probably mean they wouldn't need so much in benefits as well, because they would be that much better off. We'd have to sit down and we'd have to work it out. Anything you want to add about Miley Cyrus? And
not particularly.
What do you reckon? I'm just gonna see outside, because I know your husband's out there waiting with his bad knee, and he does look grumpy.
Yes, he is grumpy.
I just want to get a thumbs up or a thumbs down from outside, and there's three gentlemen out there. Miley Cyrus's nipple tassels is a ratings winner or not? All thumbs down from all three, even all grumpy three. As well.
Blimey.
So I must admit, there's no one that have been on the show today or messaged on Facebook that is impressed with Miley Cyrus.
Well, that does surprise me.
Okay, I just thought, you know, maybe they would.
Yeah, you're the only one that liked it, Ian.
Thank you for being there, Dame Shirley.